Sure, thank you. If I may, I just want to quickly respond to a couple of the comments that were made a little bit earlier. First, to my World Vision and Islamic Relief colleagues, USAID could not agree more in the role of the faith community in helping to instill a sense of stability and place, and to that end, USAID has been has reworked, if you will, its policy environment to allow for us to more easily work, particularly at the local level. So we share your feelings on that. And thank you for the work you're doing. And then to Kareem, I'm not sure if I got your name right. Great. Thank you. I think we've all gotten inspired how important it is to have youth leading their own development. So again, I want to thank our three representatives here for reminding us all, and on behalf of USAID, about that. We also have looked very strongly at how do we inculcate and integrate youth leadership, both in crisis context, but frankly throughout all of our programming, and have got, and you know, as with all things, it starts at the policy environment and then it trickles down, hopefully eventually down to the missions, but we're working very hard to do that, and your leadership and your model here is wonderful, and I'll be sure to take that back to my colleagues both in Washington and across and in, at the mission level. And then finally, I talked a little bit about the policy environment. So in addition to, in terms of this coherence that we've talked about, just quickly, the U.S. government also has an advancing protection and child protection and care for children in adversity strategy that prioritizes support for child-centered programming that is life-saving and essential for survival and longer-term resilience and recovery. Just quickly, very practically, getting back to this metrics and measurement, as well as I've got 1 minute. Okay, great. Let me just read it directly from the paper so I can then get on with the discussion. So very practically, at USAID and at the U.S. government, we've asked every country where the U.S. government has education assistance programs to meet and conduct an inventory, and this is at the mission level, an inventory of their education programs across all agencies and types of assistance. In this way, each agency will know what programs are being supported by their partner U.S. government agencies, which populations are being served, and then what type of assistance is being delivered. Second, at the global level, we convene a working group on education in crisis to coordinate our assistance and leverage our technical expertise and our learning across agencies. And also at the global level, we are working to create an inventory of measures and metrics that we are using to capture both learning and protection outcomes as a result of our education programming. And then just finally, at the multilateral level through ECW, as well as the Global Partnership for Education Cannot Wait, and what you all know is the Rapid Response Mechanism, multilaterally, that many of us work through, as well as the Global Partnership for Education, how do we focus more on outcomes, and B, better coordinate that development, conflict of development cohesion, and so we're working very strongly on those levels as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.